Good touch by Juric to get clear of the defender. And here's a chance for Aouar, who rounds off his international debut with his first goal for his country. What a moment! And it's his fellow South Sudanese refugee teammate, Thomas Deng, who is the first across to celebrate.
One of the awesome stories in sport today, this one. Don't you worry about that. Aouar scored in Australia's 4-0 win over Kuwait in the international friendly held in Kuwait overnight. It's an unbelievable story. I'll tell you more about it shortly with Archie Thompson, a former Australian Socceroos superstar who knows how to score willy-nilly, let alone just the first time. He probably doesn't even remember his first time. It was that long ago. Archie joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Arch.
Hey, boys. How are we?
We're going all right, mate. Do you remember your first Socceroo goal?
No, I don't. I actually can't remember when I lost my virginity. So how am I going to remember my last goal?
It's a fair point. It's a fair point.
but it was a wonderful game last night, and great stories came out of it.
The Aouar story, as we alluded to, he's born in a Kakuma refugee camp in Kenya. His parents fled war-torn South Sudan to get there. He attained refugee status in Australia in 2006, aged 11. And today he scores for the Socceroos, Archie. It is an unbelievable story.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, sometimes we forget these little stories through sports, whether we always look at performances and results. But sometimes you've got to look at the beauty of sport and what it brings and what it gives and what our country gives. I mean, these guys have come, obviously, from war-torn countries, come to Australia to get a fresh start. Thomas Deng, and they get an opportunity and they took it. But look, it's just a beautiful story. And a good friend of mine actually was a manager and had a big say in, you know, kick-starting his career, Buddy Farah, who is a football manager here in Australia. And yeah, it's just fantastic. It was a great start to Graham Arnold's Socceroo coaching career.
Archie, I was going to ask you about Aussie Graham. What do we expect from his style and, you know, the players that he's going to put out on the pitch? Does he have a lean towards certain players?
Well, you could tell early this morning that they're obviously trying to implement an attacking style of football, which they try to create a lot of opportunities with structured build-up in the front third. But they did. You got to say that the opposition probably wasn't a Kuwait team that we're used to, but you know, it's always good for confidence to kickstart any campaign. You know, leading into a Asia Cup with a win, but you can tell that they were creating. They were a lot better in possession. If anything, if you want to be critical, is probably just that final pass that was a little bit lacking, because they got themselves into great opportunities to be able to get a shot on target and sort of wasted a few of those. So I think Graham Arnold will be addressing those.
What did we see, or what are we going to see, Archie, different from a Graham Arnold coach team to some of the other coaches we've had over the past 2 or 3 years when it comes to Ange, but also, obviously also what happened through the World Cup?
Look, I think with Ange trying to implement an attacking style of football, other coaches have always, especially the overseas ones, more a structured defensive style of football due to the fact maybe just of the players that they had. But I think with Graham Arnold, he's giving a lot of these young kids the opportunity and he wants to play attacking style of football. And it's exciting because when you look at the players that came on, you've got Ozani and you've got Mabil that are really excited. They're the type of players that I like to see that are uncoachable almost in that front third, where they're unpredictable. And I think that's when you see the stars sort of, or the cream come right to the top, is that, especially up in that front third, is that, you know, Jimmy, when you've got someone with a bit of flair up front that's unpredictable and doesn't know, and defenders don't know how to defend against them, they're going to obviously score goals. And that's one position that I think we've been lacking in. We've lost Timmy Cahill, who's been a big source of our goals with the national team. He's going, so we have to sort of look to the future, and I think it's exciting time.
Someone we have been waiting on in that area of the ground to really stand up in the national cal has been Tommy Rogic, Archie, who scored this morning, which is fantastic for Tommy and for his confidence. But he's that guy, and with Timmy gone now, is he the one to lead the charge for that front third of the ground, as you speak of?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, he doesn't play the Timmy Cahill role.
No.
I mean, I think the opportunity would probably come to Juric and even Yanni, who scored on his debut last night, this morning, which was fantastic. But, look, it's exciting. I think Tommy was outstanding last night. Obviously got the almost like a free roll, and the opposition allowed him to pick up the ball in sort of dangerous areas with not too much pressure on him. But you could almost sense when he did have that pressure on him, he was able to get out. And that's why I love watching Rogic. It's his first and second touches that get around players that make it look really easy. But, you know, most players would say are very difficult. But I think he's been injury-free. He's playing regularly with Celtic. And he's scoring at club level. So signs are from last night, he's going to be the key man for us to go forward and to be able to be, you know, to get on winning ways, I suppose, and even defend our title, Asian Champions title.
Well, surprised to hear just on that, the Asian Champions title, which we won last time in Australia, of course. I was surprised to hear this morning it was our first win in Q8. Arch, in all those years and the dominance we've had of recent times in the Asian Conference, it's our first win over there. It must be super tough to play.
Well, mate, yeah, it is. It is difficult. You travel to any. I mean, it's even in Asia, traveling is tough when you look at the humidity, the temperatures, the state of the pitch. These are all factors that you've got to. That most supporters and spectators or fans don't really know. And only players really know is that it's difficult. I mean, I think last time they played Q8, I know the time that I played, it was almost 40 degrees. The humidity was tough. You could hardly breathe.
Yeah.
So those are factors. And so this is, I think, a great win, albeit they probably weren't as strong as normal. But like I said, it doesn't matter. It was about getting some confidence in the players, Graham building some confidence in the team and himself. And they get off to a good win against a team that we've obviously struggled against, so it's all good sign.
Are you bullish about our prospects for the next Asian Cup, considering the change that's happening at the moment with the personnel and obviously the coach as well?
Look, it's going to be hard. I think a lot of the key players that we're missing, Timmy, Milay Jedinak, to some extent, Truisi. I mean, these are experienced players that are valuable to teams. And you know, but we've got the likes of Milligan, Lecky's been to a couple of World Cups, Cruz too, and there's a lot of experience that, you know, who can tell? Mm. I mean, it's only you can only tell by, I think, the first game in the Asian Cup whether that Graham Arnold's had some effect on the team.
Well, we've got some time to build up to that, Archie. We appreciate yours, as always, mate. Always nice to chat. Stay well.
Okay, cheers, boys. Thank you.